Chatting with Sherry is presented by the Writers and Illustrators of the Future. They have been providing a means for new and budding writers to have a chance for their creative efforts to be seen and acknowledged. Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Today, we will be listening to an interview I recorded earlier with producer, songwriter, and musician Ron Pullman. We're going to be talking about his new record and a bunch of other really interesting things. I hope you enjoyed it. Please don't call in. Remember, it is a recorded show. Here's Ron.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Ron. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sherry.
It's really great to have you here. We got a lot to talk about. Ron, why don't you tell a little bit how you started music?
Well, I started in music a long time ago. I traveled around as a very young man, as a five-string banjo player, playing bluegrass music all through the western Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, New York areas, and it was a great, great experience. I would travel most of the summer, and it was just one of those things you look back with such fond memories and the people you met. And you know, it was funny because I was in Boston working and ran into a lot of the old players that I used to play with. They're now very popular. Emmylou Harris, and she was with Jackson Browne, and I was on the bill at the Orpheum Theater in Boston. It was really kind of a cool thing to talk about those old days when we played Wolf Trap and all those places in Virginia. And Just kind of really cool stuff like that.
Lies intermesh that you guys, you never really lose anybody. They come back when it's meant to happen.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I went to Nashville on business, and I ended up at the Grand Ole Opry, and some people came out that were performing at the Grand Ole Opry, and I was with these guys that had no idea that I was actually a musician back in those days doing that kind of music. And the people on the stage started waving and asking me to come backstage and stuff, and it was quite an experience for those people that took me to the Grand Ole Opry as a visitor, really. And it was kind of neat to see their excitement from that kind of thing. But you know, music is a form of an art form that just intermeshes and gives you that woven fabric of just a lot of great friendships. And I think that music can help change a lot of the ills that we're all experiencing socially in this world today.
God, I hope so, and I hope quickly.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, as you know, Sherry, nothing gets done quickly in this world, because there seems to be always someone opposing, whether it's good or bad, there's always a opposing factor. So, but, you know, I guess when you look at the world in that way and you understand it, it also helps you understand how to deal with things.
That's true. That's very true. Well, also, music touches everybody, whether they understand the language or not. There's something about music that just touches everybody.
I so agree with that, and I've experienced that so many times in my life. You know, just like I started working with the Blind Boys of Alabama. I don't know if a lot of your listeners are aware of who the Blind Boys of Alabama are. They're a five-time Grammy Award-winning band. Phenomenal guys. Changed my life in meeting them. And, you know, they're strictly very traditional gospel music. And started working with them, and it just was an amazing factor of how it slanted my life in a lot of different areas. But recently, as you know, I wrote a song called I Am With You Still. And I wrote that Jimmy Carter, who is now 87 years old. About 80 years ago, left the Alabama Institute for the Deaf and Blind. He and his good friend Clarence Fountain, who was 9 years of age at that time, left the blind school, because back then the blind school was just teaching these guys how to make brooms and things of that nature. Today it's a whole amazing factor what these kids are learning and the things that they know. And I'll add more to that part of the story later, but Jimmy Carter left the Alabama Institute at age 7 to begin singing, and he and Clarence went off to become the Blind Boys of Alabama. And, you know, I wrote the song for Jimmy to sing to Clarence in dedication of his passing, and a lot of very, very unusual events occurred on that journey, as it will. But you know, you look back on Jimmy Carter's life, who's and I want to make sure the audience realizes it's not the president, although both of them need to meet each other in some way. So if there's anyone listening, I'd love to introduce Mr. Jimmy Carter to President Jimmy Carter. But anyway, Mr. Carter, you know, has sang for every president in office in the last 50 years. He's been on every TV show, from the Colbert Report to, you know, every David Letterman more than once. These guys have circled the globe many times over. And to see that the way they left the Blind Institute only to become the men they've become, and even to this day, are changing people's lives. And if you haven't gone out and seen the Blind Boys of Alabama, they are in your town. They'll circle into your town sooner or later, at least someplace close to you. Go out and see them, because they are an institution. They really are. And so I wrote, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say the president's a bit older than the
singer. Yeah, I think the president's like 91, 92.
Yeah, I think he's like more like 95, but he's much older than the other Jimmy. That's a good way to distinguish them.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess if you're 95 or, you know, If you're 95 and or 87, I don't know. You might not think that's such a great, you know, 7 years might not be. I guess it, when you get to at least my age at this point, it seems like every year it just keeps going by faster and faster. So, but yeah, you're right. Jimmy Carter, I think, is 95. Actually, he was born in October 1. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, one of the things that I thought was really great was, so we decided to, I wrote this song, and Jimmy Carter was going to record this song. And so we were in Birmingham, Alabama, working, and we found out that Ronnie Millsap was going to be entertaining in Birmingham, Alabama. That's where Mr. Carter lives. And so we end up going to backstage of the show after the show, and ironically we meet the CEO of the Alabama Institute for the Deaf and Blind, which is no longer in Birmingham, but it's in Talladega. And of course the guy asked me if I could ever bring Mr. Carter to back to the school, and we talked about, so I went to see the school and found out NASCAR built a recording studio. And so in the process of recording this song, we talked about maybe putting the children on the song. And so that's what we did. The students of the 2019 graduating of the Alabama Institute for the Deaf and Blind sang on the version that's now up for the 2020 Grammys called I Am With You Still. And so many other people got involved in that.
That's really beautiful.
Well, it's one of those things where you're taking this journey and you don't realize all the different turns in the road kind of thing. So it's really a fantastic opportunity. And, you know, we were talking about this earlier. You know, I thought that in bringing them onto the record, it would inspire them. And quite frankly, if you want to know the truth, Sherry, I was the one that got inspired by these kids. They were amazing. They were so intelligent. They didn't look at their blindness as a hurdle. They just accepted it and saw it as a real positive thing in their life that they have overcome. And it just totally blew me away. And so that's why we wanted to get this song out. I appreciate you interviewing us about it because, you know, more people click on the video. If you watch the video, you'll see a lot more about the song and what it means. And it's just amazing the letters and emails I get from people saying how it's touched their lives. I've had it happen even during the recording. Different people that actually worked on the record, Alan Parsons, the great Alan Parsons, who has worked on, you know, arguably two or three of the most noted records ever sold in rock music, which would be the Beatles' Abbey Road album and the Pink Floyd album, Dark Side of the Moon, has worked on this project with us, and that was a great pleasure. He lives on your side of the world. He up in Santa Barbara, and we went up and recorded the band tracks up there, which just was phenomenal. And it all happened by accident as well, because I met Alan Parsons in Pittsburgh and said, you know, maybe he knew Denny. He worked with Denny when Denny and Paul McCartney were working together. And so through my songs of working with Denny Lane, and we were kind of friends without ever knowing each other. And he said in passing in like October of 2018, he said, hey, you know, why don't you and I get together and work on some music sometime? I said, I'd really like to do that, Alan. It'd be a dream come true. So we were talking with the Blind Boys manager and found out that the only day that we could actually have the Blind Boys band work on this record with me was during their Christmas tour. And so in 2018, we had one day, and the day was in Santa Barbara that they were open. So I called Alan Parsons and said, you know, I have one day. He said, Ron, this is amazing. He said, it's the only day that I was supposed to be out of town. It's the only day I do have available. So Alan Parsons became part of the project as well. So things have just happened like that all the way through.
That is amazing. The timing of it, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, those kind of things happen a lot. And, you know, same thing happened with the Mendelssohn Choir. I don't know if you're familiar with the Mendelssohn Choir, but they're traveling with the New York Philharmonic right now. They're an amazing choir. And what made me think of that was they were out in L.A. working with one of the band members from the Police, and ran into them, told them about my project, and they asked to come on. And if you watch the video, if you go look up Ron Pullman TV on YouTube, or if you just go check out I Am With You Still, Ron Pullman, put my name in there and put I Am With You Still, Ron Pullman, Jimmy Carter, it'll come up. But anyway, Matthew McAfee, who is the director of the Mendelssohn Choir, said, really love to do that. He wasn't able to actually make the recording session, which we did at Audible Images in Pittsburgh. But a lady came she was the assistant director. And, you know, we started, you know, working in their parts. And at the end of the recording session, I was actually in the office filling out the check to pay the choir. And she started crying. I said, is there something wrong? And she said, Ron, I got to tell you something. My grandmother died, and I was at the funeral viewing before I came here. And we started singing the song, I Am With You Still. And she said, I saw my grandmother, felt her with me in the recording session. And she started crying. She said, it was the most incredible feeling. She said, I love this song. And so, we talk about crazy things that happen. Those are the kind of things that you know give you the great vibe that you're on the right track with some things. And so I owe all of this to working with the Blind Boys of Alabama. And who would ever think that Ron Pullman would be up for a Grammy?
Well, that's great. Congratulations.
Well,
you have other projects that you want to talk about. Which one would you like to talk about first?
Well, I have a couple projects right now being aired on XM with Denny Lane, the great Denny Lane, who founded the Moody Blues. What a great guy, by the way. And he was a blessing in my life as well. But we have a couple great songs going on there that are climbing the charts. One's called Meant to Be. If you go up to Denny Lane, Ron Pullman, you put it in the search bar at YouTube, you'll come right up. Meant to Be is a really neat rock song, soft rock kind of song. And then there's another called Over the Horizon, Denny Lane, Ron Pullman, Over the Horizon. And I love that song because it's a love song about when you love somebody, if you truly love them, you're always going to carry that person's love in your heart forever. And I really hope people check that song out because I think it'll be really neat. And I have a gospel project about to come out, and I also have a solo project coming out. And there's so many great artists that have worked on these projects with me. Blind Boys of Alabama, you know, Charlie Musselwhite, it goes on and on. There's so many people. I feel like I'm banging my own drum here, but I think there's going to be some great music coming out. And there's some videos out right now that you may want to check out. Lost in Your Eyes, it has Charlie Musselwhite's harmonica, blues harp on it. It's just incredible. And there's just some other things there. So if you go to ronpullmanmusic.com, you can find out all the stuff about my music and my art. I did paint a painting, and everybody who touched that I Am With You Still project is signatured on that painting. And we're selling copies of that painting, and all the proceeds go to the IMD, the Alabama Institute for the Deaf and Blind. So you can find that stuff on my website, too, as a painting artist. I hope people check it out and want to get people's autographs like that.
And you were also telling me about a clean water project that you're working on?
Well, that's a really great project because Denny Lane and I put those songs together, and if you go on YouTube or wherever your music scene is, you'll see the album cover. It's on a vinyl. We only put it out on vinyl, and we did that on purpose because we wanted to have, there's pictures of two wells, a mother well and a baby well, and Weiland, the very famous international painter, painted that painting. That's actual painting on the album cover, and His Weiland Foundation is all about clean water. And so we joined Weiland to help raise awareness and the need for clean water. And if you'll go to one of my first Blind Boy songs, it's called Crossing the Threshold, you'll see in that video that I have mentions of, you know, clean water and people needing water, clean water. So it's a very needed program to have people come out, and you know, we all need to get rid of the plastic that's just littering our oceans and we really need to get our planet, especially our water, back together, because once that's gone, none of us will ever survive properly.
Well, we have that water. I mean, despite what some people say, it's not always going to rain. We need our oceans clean. That's all there is to it. And our rivers
with the rain. The problem with the rain is, you know, the moisture comes from big bodies of water and rises up into the air, and then whatever goes up must come down. So whatever, you know, the rain doesn't purify the water, unfortunately. It just spreads it out and brings it to places where they need to grow. And, you know, and you're seeing those poor people that are losing their homes in California because of dryness, and you're seeing the overabundant raining going on in places that never flooded before. And so there's just a lot of environmental issues that, you know, hopefully everybody, and I noticed a lot of musicians and artists are really getting together, and I'm hoping to see an enlightenment era. I wrote a song called Enlightenment. It's going to come out on my gospel record, and I'm putting together a musical play called Enlightenment. But the Enlightenment era happened about two centuries ago, where all these artists from all different mediums came together and started talking about how this world could be and started envisioning that. So I decided to write a song called Enlightenment, and I trust that maybe history will repeat itself and we'll all get together one time and end up having enlightenment happen for us all and your kids and everybody else, you know, so, and the grandkids and everybody. So it changed the world once. It certainly can change the world again.
So you'll be the new father of the new Renaissance.
Well, it's funny you say that, because a lot of people who know me, because I'm a chef and I'm a painter and I'm a musician and a writer, and I have a book on the bestseller list. If you go on Amazon.com and just look up Ron Pullman, it'll come up. But a lot of the people that are close to me call me the Renaissance Man. So maybe in some way that'll all come true. We'll all be living within that confines of a new renaissance of thought and process of thinking.
Will you be doing any tours or appearances where people can come and see you?
We are right now working on a lot of new music, and I've been going out. I just did a show with Rob Randolph in the Key West Theater down in Florida Keys, and there will be a forthcoming tour that will be released soon, once the new record and everything. So you could go to my website, ronpullmanmusic.com, and or certainly if anybody needs anything, they can email me at ronpullman@rpullman.com. So we welcome the fans to say hello to us and tell us what they like.
Are you on any social media, like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter?
I am on. You can go to Facebook and find Ron Pullman or RPM Studios. That's a studio where we do a lot of recording and videos and podcasts. Got some great shows on there. So you can find me on, and I'm also on LinkedIn as well.
And is it under your name, or is it under your name on LinkedIn?
I think it's just under my name, Ron Pullman.
I want to thank you for coming on the show and taking the time for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Sherry, I'll come back anytime. You let me know. This has been a really great time. You're a great interviewer, and I really appreciate it. And I hope your show does great things.
Thank you very much. And thank you for chatting, Sherry.
Take care.